The Lord says if we'll store up His commands in our heart, they will give us a long and satisfying life. Now, I want you to stop and think, how many people do you know personally in the church that did not have a long, or the life they have is not satisfying? Do you know people like that? Sure. It breaks my heart to think that God made these kind of statements in His Word, and we live these terrible lives as Christians. I mean, beat up on by the enemy, you know, and praise the King. Had a little flood today, didn't we?
A little bit.
The old comes walking in there. I can tell you. Oh, my goodness. Don't feel bad, Phil. I went at 6 o'clock. I went up to Fry's to get some cables, and I didn't get back till 7 myself. Just right up there and back. So I know where you're coming from. The weather out there was really something else. But anyway, I believe with all my heart, since the Lord says if we'll hide and store these commands in our heart, it will give us a long and satisfying life. And that goes along with what He said in John 10:10, when He said, I come to give you life and give it to you abundantly. Is that right? That's what the Lord says. I not only said the thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. The thief's purpose, there it is right there. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. But my purpose is to give you life in all its fullness. That's where I want to walk. Okay, let's go back to Proverbs chapter 3. And let's go to verse 3 and 4. Never let loyalty and kindness get away from you. Loyalty and kindness. This is what the Lord expects you and me to be loyal. In other words, be loyal to your mate. Be loyal to Him. Honor Him. Love Him. Worship Him. Praise Him. Be loyal to Him. Be loyal to your mate. Don't ever break the covenant between you and your mate. Keep yourselves clean and pure. And then the person you work for, you know, be loyal to that person. Work hard for them. Have their interest in mind as an employee. Don't be there and see what can they do for me. Say, what can I do for them? When you work for somebody else, you need to realize they're paying you a salary and you need to make them more money than they pay you, or they don't need you. And a lot of people never learn that principle in life. They never learn that principle. They think, well, gee, I'm here so they can pay me, and I'm only interested in what they can do for me. But you won't ever make it very far in life if you have that kind of an attitude. Your attitude must be one of loyalty and kindness. So if you will do that, and don't let these things, the Lord is telling you here, never let loyalty and kindness get away from you. You are supposed to be loyal and kind as long as you live, if you want to have a long and satisfying life. Now, if you don't want to have a long and satisfying life, just do it your way. And it won't be long and it won't be satisfying. So, you know, He's told us what to do. Here's the plan. He says, wear them like a necklace. In other words, write them deep within your heart. Make sure that you remember these things. Don't just kind of flippantly read over the Bible. I did that too many years. Didn't you? Yes. But now it's time to read it and believe it's an owner's manual, right? If the King said this, He said this for a person. He says, if you will write them deep within your heart, then He said you will find favor with both God and people. Now, I'm not near as interested in finding favor with people as I am with God. I want the King to be happy with me, don't you? All day long, yes. Now then, if the King is happy with you, chances are the people around you will be happy with you. I remember one time a VP, he took over the region, and his office was in Houston, mine was here in Dallas. Now, the VP that he took over from told him, and I didn't know this until 3 months later, he told him, he said, Bill, you don't have to worry about Thurman. You just call him, tell him what you want done, he'll get it done. Said he has this company's best interest in his heart. Said he'll do you a good job. I said, you won't ever have to question what he does. He'll always do it with high standards. Well, 3 months later, the VP called me, the new one, and he said, Thurman, I feel ashamed that I've never met you. He said, I'm going to Minneapolis, and I got an hour layover in Dallas. He said, could you meet me at the gate? I said, sure. And so that's back in the days when we could do that. You know, it was real simple compared to what it is now. But, of course, I had an ID badge anyway, a ramp pass by working here on the airport. I could just pull my pickup right up in front of one of the gates, walk right up, and I could be right there when he got off the airplane. I could be standing there waiting on him because I had all the badges and everything to do that with. And so, anyway, I met him, and we talked for a few minutes, and he said, I feel so ashamed of myself because I've never met you, just talked to you on the phone. But he said, in the 3 months that I've been dealing with you on the phone, I found out that the other VP was correct about what he said about you. He said, he told me, you don't have to worry about Thurman. He said, he will do you a good job. And he said, I've known you to do that. He said, what is it that makes you like this? That's a good question, isn't it? I told him, I said, Bill, it's real simple. I don't work for you. He said, what do you mean? I said, I work for the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, he's my king, he's my Lord, and I'm only trying to please God. So I said, I work for Jesus, and by working for him, I will do my best work. Now, Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, and in fact, I don't know what it says in the NLT, but let's see what it says. Yeah, here it is. Colossians 3:23, work hard and cheerfully at whatever you do. Now, so far, does that sound like good advice? As though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Now, isn't that amazing? So, why should we do this? Work hard and, that cheerfully, that must be a misprint. I've heard lots of Christians that wasn't very cheerful during the day, haven't you? They might have worked hard, but they grumbled all the time. But that's not what God told us to do, was it? He says, work hard and cheerfully at whatever you do. Whatever you do. And do it as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. So if the Lord had hired you to do a job, and you knew he was going to be standing right there watching you do everything you did, and he was going to pay you accordingly, don't you think I would really work a little harder than I would if I didn't know God was there watching me? And I've seen lots of guys that'll go up and take a break. In fact, I'm going to tell you something happened with one of the young men when I took over out here at DFW Airport about 12 or 15 years ago. There was a... put it right there where it can't fall over. We had three shifts because we worked three shifts. Well, it's hard for a manager to be around for three shifts. And so you get to meet the guys, you know, maybe you overlap an hour or two with them in the afternoon, or maybe you get up and come in at 5 o'clock in the morning so you can overlap with the guys that come in at 6 or 7, you know, or they go home at 6 or 7. But to be around them all the time, you can't. But I tried to build integrity into all these men right from the very beginning. And one night I'd been out to a Christian conference here in the Dallas area, and I was going home, and it was about midnight. I'd been having trouble with a boiler, a big boiler, and we'd been setting the controls, trying to get it to work just like it's supposed to. And I thought, you know, on the way home, I'll go by through the airport, and I'll go right up there, and I'll go up there in the boiler room, and I'll check and see how that boiler's doing. That was my plan. That was my intent. Now, see, I realize I'm working for the Lord. Now, he don't expect me, the company don't even expect me to come back out there at midnight to check this boiler. This is totally on my own. Nobody knows I'm doing this, but I know Jesus knows I'm doing this. So I want to do the best. So I pull my truck up in front of the boiler room. I get out, and I go in, and I go up in the upper level where this thing's at. And as I walk around the face of the boiler, there is a chair over in the corner with a man sitting there with a newspaper up in front of his head. Well, it's noisy in the boiler room with the boiler running, so he don't hear me walking. I wasn't trying to be quiet, you know, but he didn't hear me. So I sat there at the edge of that boiler, and I watched him for a minute, and maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and he's just sitting there reading. Finally, he pulled the newspaper down to change pages, and when he looked up, he saw me. Oh, my goodness, he put this thing down. He said, I was just taking a break. I said, you don't take breaks in the boiler room. You take breaks in the cafeteria. I said, you know, this makes me think you're a goof-off. You know? I said, but don't let it happen again. I'm going to give you an opportunity to make sure you don't do this no more. But I said, I don't like people that I have to pay from this company, that I don't get a dollar's worth of work out of them for a dollar's worth of pay. I said, if you really were taking a break, only you and God know the truth. I don't know the truth. But I said, it sure looked bad that at midnight, it's not break time. Break time was at 10 o'clock. So if you took a break from 10 till 12, you've been on a long one. So I said, I have a problem with this. But I said, don't let it happen again. I come to check a boiler. As far as I know, the young man never did that again. He never did do that again, as far as I know. But I'm not with him all the time. But you know who is with me all the time? Jesus. He knows everything I do. That's why he said there in Colossians 3:23, whatever I do, work hard at it and work cheerfully as if I'm working for Jesus. Because if Jesus was standing right here and I'm out there, supposedly I'm working for a company and I'm going to be a mechanic, an engineer, a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever I'm going to be, you know, a plumber, anything I'm going to be, if I was a child of God and I knew that He was going to give me my final reward when I got home, I would diligently be working hard every day, wouldn't you? Well, see, He is with us every day. So we definitely need to be working at whatever we do. I think Christians ought to be the hardest working people there is. You know, I think we ought to be the best at everything we do. We ought to have, well, just like the Lord told us. Let's go back over there to, whatever we do, we need to work at it hard and cheerfully. So, when we go down here, then in verse 4, it says, then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will gain a good reputation. Now, there should never be a Christian that does not have a good reputation. When people talk about us, they say, you know, I'd like to go down to that church to find out where Thurman goes to church, or Dave, or Mike, or John, or whoever. I'd like to go down there because, you know, old John, he's such a good boy. He's such a hard worker. Got such a clean mouth. There's something different about John. Is that the way we should be known? Sure.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.